This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian authorities say a Russian missile attack Saturday killed at least seven people, including a six-year-old child, and injured 129 in the central square in the historic Ukrainian city of Chernihiv, about 140 kilometers north of Kyiv. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
In the center of Chernihiv, firefighters extinguish hot spots on the roof of a building struck by Russian missiles. A number of civilians were killed, including a six-year-old girl, and nearly 100 adults and children were injured. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, meeting with Swedish government officials, condemned the attack, which hit a university and a theater, along with other buildings. While he is in Sweden, Russian President Vladimir Putin visited top military leaders in Rostov-on-Don, near the Ukrainian border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Nigerian presidential spokesman said in an online post that the delegation from West Africa's main regional bloc, ECOWAS, has met Niger's ousted President Mohamed Bazoum and junta leader General Abdourahamane Tiani during a visit to the capital, Niamey, on Saturday. The ECOWAS delegation told the French news agency AFP Bazoum was in good spirits. The delegation arrived in Niger in a last-ditch diplomatic effort to reach a peaceful solution with mutinous soldiers who ousted Bazoum last month. They joined efforts by the UN Special Representative for West Africa, who arrived Friday to try to facilitate a resolution to the ongoing crisis. The ECOWAS delegation arrives following a two-day meeting in Ghana's capital, where the regional group declared themselves ready to intervene militarily if diplomacy fails once again. The soldiers who overthrew Niger's democratically elected president in July have quickly entrenched themselves in power, rebuffed most dialogue efforts, and kept Bazoum and his wife and son under house arrest. This is VOA News. China launched military drills around Taiwan Saturday as a serious warning to separatist forces in an angry but widely expected response to Vice President William Lai's visit to the United States, drawing condemnation from Taipei. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
The People's Liberation Army said, in text accompanying clips it shared, the drills were to test combat capabilities of joint operations forces. Taiwan's defense ministry said on Saturday it detected 42 Chinese aircraft and 8 ships involved in drills around the island, while 26 Chinese jets crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait, or just about 25 miles from Taiwan's waters. Taiwan's military on Saturday released a video of undated clips showing its troops maneuvering at sea on city streets, saying China's drills were a threat to regional peace and liberal democratic values. China's exercises are seen as a response to Taiwan Vice President William Lai transiting in the U.S. while visiting Paraguay the past week. Lai has since returned to Taiwan. China, which claims the self-ruled island as its territory, views Lai as a separatist and a troublemaker.
Canada's province of British Columbia declared a state of emergency Saturday, placing thousands of residents on high evacuation alert as forest fires intensify. Reuters correspondent Chris Dingham reports.
Some sections of a key highway between the Pacific coast and the rest of Western Canada were partially closed on Saturday. Residents accustomed to the fire season said this year was unlike any other. The blaze was centered around the city of Kelowna, where fires moved so rapidly on Friday that the number of people under evacuation order went from 4,500 to 15,000 in an hour. The rapid spread of fires underscored the severity of Canada's worst wildfire season on record. On Friday, a spokesperson for the World Meteorological Organization said the heat and dry weather this summer have contributed to unusually severe wildfires. The northern Canadian city of Yellowknife had evacuated most of its roughly 20,000 residents by Friday night due to a large approaching blaze.
Meanwhile, search and rescue teams with dogs and heavy equipment have been working tirelessly to search for victims in the aftermath of the wildfires that scorched the Hawaiian island of Maui last week. A fire captain from a Florida fire department, Kevin Galt, spoke with the Reuters News Service as he worked with a search dog.
So as we're working through these searches, we've been given information or we've identified areas that need to be searched with the canines. And some of the areas are not accessible completely to the canines, so we use the heavy equipment to delayer the structures in order to allow the dogs to come in and confirm whether there's victims there or not.
Of 111 people confirmed dead, Maui County has only released the names of 5 victims as identification efforts continue. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.